Daf Lamed Vav. We're starting from the bottom line in Lamed Hamed Beis. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyas. We said in the Mishnah, the Mishnah brought the halacha of the Seicher and the Shoyal. And according to Tanakama, you always have a situation where the Shoyal is going to be paying to the Seicher, and the Seicher might or might not be paying to the Baal Bais. And it could be a situation where the Seicher is actually going to make money off of the Shoyal. We basically argued on that. There were certain cases where we said it could be different. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyas, an interesting halacha. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyas, Pamim Sheshneim Bechatas, Pamim Sheshneim Balshem. There's two types of karbonis that are mentioned in Hilchos Shavua. There's one type of carbon that you make when you make what we call a shvuah's bitui. When you make a shvuah, that just stam, you lie about something that's not financially oriented. Okay? So if you just lie, someone said, did you go to the market today? And you swear that you did, even though you didn't, and you find to be a liar, you bring a carbon chatas. You lied, you made a shvuah's bitui, you lied about it, you overlap, you bring a carbon chatas. If, however, you make a shavua about something that's financially oriented, someone says, you owe me money, you say no, and you swear, then you bring what we call an usham gezeles. Then you bring a carbon usham. So when you lie about money, it's a carbon usham. When you lie about something else, it's a carbon chatas. So says Rav Yirmiyah over here, this seicher and this shayel, who might both be swearing, why they're both swearing is an interesting question. You can have a funny situation where if they lie in the shvuah, some of their lies might be financially oriented, and some of their lies might be not financially oriented. And the question is the lie affecting their ability? Without the shvuah, would they have to pay or not? So it says Rav Yirmiyah, there's four cases. Pamim sheshneim bechatas. You could have a situation where both the seicher and the shayel are making shvuas that are not affecting them financially, and therefore if they lie about it, it's just both bringing a karmic chatas. Pamim sheshneim ba'ashem, you could have a situation where both of them are making shvuas that are affecting their ability, their chiyuve tashlum, and therefore they both would bring a karmic ashem if they're lying. Pamim sheshneim ba'chatas v'shayel ba'ashem, pamim sheshneim ba'ashem v'shayel ba'chatas. Okay, so Yirmiyah explains it in great detail. Kfiras mamon ashem. Anytime you're lying about something that's going to affect your ability to pay, that would be a carbon ashem if it turns out you're lying. Bitui, if it's just a lying that has no real effect, then it's a carbon chatas. And therefore, as follows. Pamsha shneim bechatas, where do you have a case where both the seicher and the shayel could make a shvua? They're both lying, but the shvua is not affecting them financially. Kegoin shemesa kedarka. So the seicher took the animal, he lent it out to somebody else. So Reuven borrowed the animal from whoever, and he lent it out to Shimon. Now the animal dies naturally. Just dies. Mesa kadark. Okay. The Amru Nensa. And both of them say that it didn't die naturally, per se. They said an oinus happened. It got hit by a car. Okay. So, Soicher, the Benkach, Benkach, Mifter, Potter. Why did they lie? Kacha, they were embarrassed to say it died naturally, whatever it is. For whatever reason, they're lying. It's not clear, but they lied. So the Baal Bais says to the Soicher, where's my animal? He says, I don't have the animal. He says, where it happened to it? He makes up a Baba Maisa, and it got hit by a car, and he makes a Shvua that it was Nensa. Okay, makes a Shvua that it was Nensa. Rashi stresses that he has to make a Shvua, because Rav Huna already said that any time you try to get out of a situation with a Chefetz, you have to swear that you don't have it. It's not exactly clear from Rashi why you have to swear what happened. You just have to swear that you don't have it. Maybe you don't, but the Gemara is stressing that the Seicher did. So the Seicher goes ahead and says, an Oinus happened, which is an absolute lie. But it's a lie that makes no difference. Because whether an accident happened, or whether it was Mesa Kedarka, either way, he's Pater. It makes no difference. His Shvuah is totally irrelevant to his Chiyuv. So therefore, Bechatas, he would bring Karma Chatas. Shoyel, to Benkach, Obentach, Chiyuvim, Mechayev. The Shoyel, who either way is Chayev. Remember, Shoyel is Chayev in all Einsen. Whether it died naturally, whether it got hit by a car, the Shoyel is going to be Chayev anyways. So then, Bechatas. Also, the Shoyel is going to bring a Chayev Merchatas. So that's the first scenario, where both the Seicher and the Shoyel are lying about things that make no difference. The Seicher always is going to be Pater. The Shoyel is always going to be Chayev. And therefore, in that case, if it turns out they're lying, they both bring a carbon Chatas. Case number one. Case number two, Pam Sheshneim Ba'ashem. You could have a case where they both lie about something that does affect them financially. Kigoin Shenigneva, the animal was stolen. And we assume a Seicher has a din like a Shemer Socher, so he's Chayev in Geneva and Aveda. V'Omer Meisamach Masvalach. And they both say, V'Omru, they both say that the animal died not just of natural causes, but it died while it was working. Now that Patur patters not just by a Seicher, it even patters by a Shoyal. But they're both lying. So therefore, the Chavayu Kokaf Ramayna, both the Seicher and the Shoyal would be Chayev if everybody knew that it was stolen, because Geneva, both the Seicher and a Shoyal are Chayev on. They both lied. And they said that it was Mesa Machmas Molocho, Domachayev, Kopachi Nafshayu. And therefore, in that case, they would both have to bring a Korban Oshim. What the Mefarshim ask over here is a fascinating question. Because remember, the Shoyal is swearing to the Seicher, going to Tanakhama for sure. The Shoyal is swearing to the Seicher what happened. Once the Seicher says that it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, and he swears that it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, he's basically being Maideh to the Shoyel that you're not Chayef to me. In which case, why does the Shoyel have to make any Shvur here whatsoever? The Shoyel, at the Taina on the Shoyel is, you owe me the Seicher money. The Seicher already went ahead and swore. He didn't swear to the Shoyel, he swore to the Baal Bayis. Then it was Mesa Machmas Malacha, which means he's being Maideh that the Shoyel is not Chayef to me anything. Why is the Shoyel making a Shvur? This is a question that many Mepharshim ask, and they don't have a very good answer to the question. Someone from the Tosfos Rosh actually says, Enecharami, there is no one case. We're just putting together all the possibilities, but you're never going to have a case like this. Because once the Seicher swears that it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, the Shoyel's never going to swear either.
Who has to swear first?
So they discuss whether it makes a difference. Most of Mepharshim say it makes no difference who swears first. If Lemaisa turns out that your swearing had no financial effect, you're not going to be Chayav Karban Chatas, a Karban Asher. Next case in the Mish, the Bryce, the Revirmia. Soicha bechatas v'shoyel ba'asham. How do you have that case? Kigon shemesek edarke. It died natural death. V'amru mesa machmas malacha. And they both claim that it died via some accident or dying while it was working. So, soicher de benkach benkach mifter potter, so chay bechatas. The soicher who would be potter anyways, whether it died natural death, or whether it died working, the soicher's potter. Why did he lie? I don't know. But he lied. His lying has no financial effect on him. He's only going to bring karbechatas. Shoyel, that if it died naturally, the mechayev b'meisa kedarka, v'kapotter nafshei b'meisa machmas balacha, and he's trying to get out of it by saying it died while it was working, and he lied, that he's going to be chayev karbechatas, because he was trying to get out of the chiv. The last case, Seicher Ba'ashem Eshoyel Bechatas, how do you have the opposite? Kagon Shenigdim, it was stolen. V'amru Mesa Kedarka, and they both said that it died natural death. Seicher de Mechayev Begineva of Aveda, Seicher, who would have been Chayev if we know that it was actually stolen. V'kapater Navshe B'Mesa Kedarka, and he's claiming that it was an accident, it just died naturally, so he's trying to get out of paying, and he's going to be Chayev Karban Asher if he's caught lying. Whereas Eshoyel de Benkach Benkach Yuvim Mechayev, Eshoyel is Chayev Begineva and Aveda, or on Mesa Kedarka, so then he's only going to be Chayev a carbon chata. So we've gone through all the situations where if you have a financial ramification of the shvua, then you bring a carbon asham. If there's no financial ramification of the shvua, you bring a carbon chatas. So my mic comes on. Okay, that's very nice. And if you ever did a nice little shtick, and you learned a little gemara in shvuas, and he made a nice little cheshbon over here in our mishnah, but there's no doesn't seem to be any big chedushim in what he said. It's just a basic halacha of hilchas carbon asham, hilchas carbon chatas. So I'll tell you why. There is a chiddush. Fuki b'dir of Ami, because there is a shita in Rav Ami in the Gemara in Shavuos. Amar kol shvua shadayonim hashbin. I say anytime Bezdin makes you make a shvua, ein chayav ala mishum shvua as bitoi. That if you lie about something financially oriented, yes, you bring a carbon ashram. But if you lie in Bezdin about something that's not financially oriented, Rav Ami holds you do not bring a carbon chatas. You don't bring a carbon chatas in that case. Shenemar, because the pasuk of carbon chatas says oy nefes ki shishava levati b'svasayim la'ra ulehitev. Bring the karmen chatos, and he darshins kisi shava means me'atzma. It's only when you volunteer a shvua that's a lie and you get caught, you bring a karmen chatos. And that's what Rav Ami holds. So in Rav Ami's halacha, all these cases over here that Bezdin's making you swear, like Rashi said, Bezdin's making you swear you don't have the chayfetz, and then you say why it happened, etc. In all those cases, you would never bring a carbon chatas, because Bezdin's making you swear. So, Kamash Malan Rav Yirmiya, Deleiker of Ami. So, Rav Yirmiya is telling him, everybody, that he doesn't pass like Rav Ami, and he actually holds that, no, the carbon would be a chatas, even if you're lying by a shua in Bezdin. It's my new sukkah. That's going to go back to our Mishnah. Shomer shemasa l'shomer. So what if you're watching a chayfetz, and you decide, you're watching, Reuven is watching a chayfetz for somebody, and he decides that he can't, has to go away for some reason, and he gives it to Shimon to watch. Okay, Pashup Shaz, we'll see what we're talking about, where he did not get permission from the Baal Bayis to do this. He on his own went and gave it to Shimon. Okay, so what's the halacha in that case? So Rav Amar Potter. Rav says you're putter. It doesn't mean you're putter legamri. Rav Amar putter means that you're just as putter as whatever you were. So if Reuven was a shomer chinam, which means he's putter on everything except the pshia, so then he's still going to be putter on everything except the pshia, even though he gave it to somebody else. The Gemara will explain why in a second. Rav Yechon says no. You become chayev in this situation. What's the svar? The Gemara explains. Two Gemara is going to have a few different explanations. I'm Rabbi. The time of the Rav, that which Rav says, Shemesh Shemashal Shemesh is Potter. Loimi Ba'yu Shemechinim Shemashal Shemesh Socher De'alu Ya'li Shmi Asay. For sure, if Reuven is a Shemechinim, and now he hires somebody to watch the Chayfetz, so now Shimon is a Shemesh Socher, which then the Baal Bayis, Reuven can tie it to the Baal Bayis. If anything, I'm doing a better job. You only asked me as a favor to watch it as a Shemechinim. I went out of my way for my own pocket to hire a Shemesh Socher, which even A, he's going to be chayiv of more things, but more importantly, someone who's getting paid is actually going to do a better job. So that makes sense totally that Rav said you're potter. Says Abaya, Elafilu Shemesacha Shemaslo Shemachinim. Even if it's the opposite, Reuven was being paid by the Baal Bayis, and he decides that he has to go away, and he asks someone to do him a favor and watch it. So it's a Shemesacher giving it to a Shemachinim. Degrui Garlish Shmirasei, that he's actually making the Shmira less necessarily than the Baal Bayis wanted. Still says Abaya, Rav says you're potter. Why? My time it is the key point. The Masula Bendas. As long as I gave it to someone who's a responsible person, that's good enough. Now, of course, you could end the situation over here. If the chiyuv ended up being a pshia, then the first one would be chayv anyways. It makes no difference. But if it's not, then you could end up with a situation, as we'll see in the Gemara, just like our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah was a seicher that gave it to a shoyel. He made it better. Doesn't make a difference. We said in the Mishnah, according to Tanna Kamma, that the shoyel now pays the seicher, even though the seicher does not have to pay the Baal Bayis. Says Rav, yes, that would be the halacha, because Shemesh Shemuslo Shemer is not any more chayev than he was to begin with. That's Rav's halacha. What does Rabbi Yechanan argue? The time of Rabbi Yechanan, Lomi by Shemesh Shemuslo Shemer Chinim the Guru Galav Shmirasa. Rabbi Yechanan says your chayev says not only if you made it worse, you were Shemesacher, but then gave it to someone as a Shemer Chinim. El Afino Shemer Chinim Shemuslo Shemer Sacher the Luy Luy Shmirasa. Even if you made it better, you're going to be chayev. Why? I never told you to give it to somebody else. Tosfos brings two pshatim on what this svara is. One svara Tosfos brings is, by giving the chefetz to somebody else, Reuven's actually stealing the chefetz from the Baal Bayis. And when you steal an item, you become chayv and einzin, always. That's clear, right? Whenever you steal, you're chayv and einzin. That's one pshat Tosfos brings. Tosfos is not happy with that. And Tosfos brings a second pshat, that is ke'ilu the Baal Bayis said to Reuven, if you don't listen to what I said, then you're going to be chayv and einzin. So I told you to watch it. I paid you to watch it even, whatever the situation is. I never told you you can give it to somebody else. If you violate our conditions and you give it to somebody else, you don't become a ganav per se, but you are now going to have a higher level of responsibility and you're even going to be chayv for einzin. You're going to be chayv for everything in that situation, no matter what. Mamash, chayv and everything.
But he didn't tell him not to give it to somebody else.
So the understanding is that, at least according to Rabbi Yechanan, is that I have no, unless I tell you specifically, and we'll see a few examples, you have no permission to give it to somebody else. I asked you to watch it, nobody else. Amar of Chista. So Chista puts out a funny story. Hod Rav, that which Rav said, Shemis Amashal, Shemir's Potter, Lav Beferi Shemar. Rav actually never said that. Never said it. Ela Mechlala. It was deduced wrongly from a story. Okay, that happens too often, right? We see a gadol do something, and we deduce a halacha, and we just totally misunderstood what's going on. What happened? The Huginoi, there was these guys working in a field. The Chayuma Mafkadi Marayu, they had a kli that they used in the field, a hoe or a rake or some sort. Gaboda Hisafta, every day when they finished working, they would put their tools by a certain woman's house, Yuma Chada Afkinu Gabi Chabine, one day, I don't know, she wasn't around or whatever it is, so they gave it to somebody else to watch. Maybe one of the workers said, I'll watch the Kalim tonight. Shama kala belilula. He heard a chasana going on. He said, "Oh, Yifei, I need to go to the chasana. But I'm supposed to be watching the Caleb." So, nafak, he went outside. Ozaf kenula gabi safta. He turned out that the safta was home at that point. So he brought it to her. Now, they asked Reuven to watch it. Reuven now gave it to the safta. It's a shemesh, a muscle, a shemesh. And at the ozav, ozav, ingim, and marayu, at the end of the day, the tool was stolen from the hands of the safta. Also, kmei deravu patre. Rav said, you're putter. So we assumed it was Shemesh Shemuel Shemer is Potter. The first guy was a Shemer Chinam. He gave it to somebody else, even though Shemesh Shemuel Shemer, you're Potter, because it doesn't matter. You're not going to be having a name in Aveda. So Mandechazer, someone who saw the story, saw Mishum Shemesh Shemuel Shemer Potter. Veloihi. No, this is not the case. Even if you hold like a B'yechon that Shemesh Shemuel Shemer is Chayev, the svara why according to B'yechon Shemesh Shemuel Shemer is Chayev is because the first person, the owner, says to the first Shemer, I never trusted that person. I never wanted you to give it to them. But over here, Shani Hosam, the Chayum Nami Inu, Gufayu, Gabay Disafta Vimafkidahu. They trust her. She's the one who's every day watching their Kalim. If she's the one who's every day watching their Kalim, they can't claim to Reuven, oh, you never should have given it to her. Obviously, they trust her every single day. And if they trust her every single day, so even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Shemesh Shemuel Shemer is chayev and more responsible in a situation where everybody understands that the first owner trusts the second person, then you would not say Shemesh Shemuel Shemer is chayev. So now we have at least one case where Rabbi Yochanan is moida that Shemesh Shemuel Shemer is pot. Yasser Rav Ami Kol Moshmaitzis. He said over the Smachleikis Rav and Rav Yechanan, Eis Rav Rav Mamal Rav Abi. Rav Mamal asked the Kasha for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Asoicher Par Mechav Evashil Yachar Mesek Kedarka. Yishova Asoicher Shmesek Kedarka Vashar Mashal Masoicher. So the Soicher can swear to the Baal Bayis that if he knows what happened. He doesn't necessarily know what happened. But if he can swear, he gets off the hook and the Shoyel pays him. According to Yechon, and now we say maybe even according to Rav, L'chayra, the Sheikha should be chayiv for Einsin, and whatever he swears makes no difference, he's going to be chayiv in Einsin anyways. What's Pshat in our Mishnah? Whole Mishnah said that the Seicher swears to the Baal Bayis, and then the Shayal pays him, the Seicher is going to be Chayiv. Shayimus Samashu, Shayimus Chayiv, like Rabbi Echidon said. Amalei, Hachamayaskinim, Mishinosin, Leila Hashil, and Echanami. We're talking about a case where the Baal Bayis gave it to the Seicher and said, please, I want you to rent it for me, and when you're done, please give it to some to Shimon, he wants to borrow it also. So he told him specifically to give it, so therefore it's not a violation of Ein Ratzeni Shepikdoni Be'arachim. If he told the Baal Bayis told the Seicher to give it to the Shayal, so what's the whole discussion in the Mishnah if the Shayal pays the Seicher, if the Shayal pays the Baal Bayis? If the Baal Bayis told the Seicher specifically to give it to the Shayal, of course the Shayal is borrowing it from the Baal Bayis, and he would not pay to the Seicher if something happens. He would pay to the Baal Bayis directly. Says the Gemara, the Amr le'daitcha. No, the Baal Bayis did not tell the Seicher specifically yes to give it. He just said, if you want to give it to the Shayal, I let you. And therefore, there's another heter now of Shemer Shemasel Shemer, either if we implicitly trust the second guy, or if he tells him it's okay if you give it to the second guy, that's also a case where Shemer Shemasel Shemer is not going to be chayev, and that's Pshat in our Mishnah. We have another brisa. So the mafkin Moses says, "Chaver, you give someone to watch money. Tzarn v'afshin lachur, and he throws it behind him on his back, and then masran lebnoi ubite akadadim. He gives it to his kids to watch." Little kids, he gives the money to watch. Shemer gives it to little kids. So we have two issues over here. It's Shemer, Shemusel, Shemer, and it's Shemer, Shemusel, Shemer, kids. V'nob if them, Shalai Kuroi, and obviously he didn't lock it up properly, and it gets stolen or whatever it is. Chayim, Shalai Shemer, Keder, Chashemim, because he didn't do a good job watching it. The Brisa did not say you're Chayim because of Shemer, Shemusel, Shemer. The Brisa said you're Chayim because you didn't watch it properly. Mashma, time at the Ketanim, only because you gave it to little kids. Hogedarim, if you gave it to older children, then Potter. Amai, Nemelayim, Tzadi Shepik, Tari Be'arach, and Korintab Yechran, you shouldn't be allowed to give it to kids. And even if you gave it to adult children, you should have a problem of Shemer, Shemusel, Shemer. Amarava, no. Another case where Yechon's halacha does not apply. Kol ha-mafkid al-das ishtay u-banav u-mafkid. When you give someone to watch something, you understand that they might give it to their wife or their family members and their children, gedolim at least, to watch it. And therefore it's understood that you implicitly trust all of his family members. And therefore you cannot say, ein ratzoni shepik doni b'racha. So we have another example where Yechon's maida, shemesh shemasto shemer, would be okay. Amrinar doy dekanami, that's actually meduyik in the Brisa. Because diktani, the Brisa says, Oisha Mosun lebnoi ubiti akitanim would be chayev. Mashmah lebnoi ubiti agadoilim would be potter. So the Brisa is mechalik between whether the children are younger children, which case you were pashea, or they're older children, it's fine. Mashmah, michal dalcherim, if they were not family members, loishna gadoilim, loishna akitanim, you would be chayev. Dim Kane, listen to Katanim Stamel. Why did the Brisa specifically say you gave it to your own children or Katanim? The Brisa could have said you gave it to Katanim in general, that you're chayiv. Must be that by your own children, you're only chayiv if they're young and irresponsible. Whereas by other children, if they, no matter what, you're going to be irresponsible, you're going to be responsible, because Shemesh 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 is going to be chayiv. Stamel Shemamina. How do we pass it? Amar Rava, Hilchosah, Shemer, Shemusel, Shemer is Chayef, like a Berechon, because Maisa, we said, Rav never really said it. Lomi by Shemusel, Shemusel, Shemer, the Gurig, Gurishmir, I'll say whether you made this to Shemir worse. Elafil, Shemachim, Shemusel, Shemer, Sacher, still you're going to be Chayef, my time. And now we said on Amar Aleph, the story is, Ein Ratzoni Shepik Tani Be'erachim. Here we have another svara. My time, Adormalei, At Mehemel Slibeshvua, Heichla Mehemel Libeshvua. Another svara. Rabbi disagrees with the bias Pshat in Rabbi Yechiron, and Rabbi says the Pshat in Rabbi Yechiron is not because I didn't trust that guy to watch it, it's because implicitly when I give someone a chefetz to watch, I would only give it to him to watch if I trust him to make a truthful shvua. Because if something happens at the end of the story, I need him to make a shvua about what happened, otherwise he's going to be chayv and potter to pay me. And therefore, just because I trust Reuven and making a shvua, I doesn't necessarily mean I implicitly trust Shimon. Which means, according to this one, let's go back in the Gemara. When the Mishnah said that Seicher gives it to a shayel, and we said it's okay in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yechon said, because we're talking about a case we told him to lend it out, that means he trusts him, according to Abaya that meant, because you trust him to watch it, according to Rav, because I trust him to make a shvua. And says Tosfos, it's even better than that. Because remember, in our Mishnah, the Seicher himself made a shvua to Baal Bayis. In our Mishnah, the first Shomer made a shvua to the Baal Bayis. The Seicher was nishba to the Baal Bayis. Once the Seicher is nishba to the Baal Bayis, you can no longer question the Shoyal's shvua. You don't need the Shoyal's shvua anymore. Like you said. Because the Seicher himself made the shvua. Now, you could question, if you think about it, in that case of our Mishnah, it's a little bit difficult. The Seicher took it, gave it to the Shoyel. Something happened. How does the Seicher actually know what happened? In most situations, the Seicher would not be able to make that Shvur. And therefore, you would normally apply the rule of Mitech She'eni Yachli Shava Mishalim. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan would say, Shemesh Masr Shemesh is going to be Chayiv, because I can't make a Shvur. I don't know what happened. It happened by that guy. If you don't know what happened, you have to make a you have to pay. But in a case where you do know what happened, you were watching there with the Shoyel, whatever it is, then... And I mean, that's Peshat in our Mishnah. We'll see that in the Gemara in a few seconds. That in our Mishnah, it's different now, according to Rabbi Svar. Because once the Seicher makes the Shvua, the Baal Bayis has no taina of Shvua whatsoever on the Shoyel. And therefore, that would also be a case of Shemesh Masr Shemesh would be Pater, according to this different now Svara of Rabbi Yechon. Itmar, let's switch topics and we'll get back to this in a second. What if you're watching an animal? No, okay, you're watching an animal. You have a lot of things to be careful of when you're watching an animal. It could get stolen, it could trip. It could get hurt many different ways. Okay, so the best thing to do is keep it in the corral. You keep it in the corral in your house, and it's protected. It's protected from being stolen. It's protected from tripping. It's protected from bad air. It's protected from everything. What if you're Peshea, and the animal gets out, and it goes out to a swamp? A swamp is a dangerous place. It's not protected from ganovim. It's not protected from tripping. There's a lot of bad things that can happen in a swamp.
Snakes.
But snakes, yeah, good. V'mesa kedarka, okay? But when the animal goes to the swamp, none of that happens. It just drops dead. Okay, nothing about the swamp l'chayra killed it. This is classically what we would normally refer to as tchilasa b'pshia b'seifa b'yaynis. You didn't do a good job, but that l'chayra, I think we're going to question this, that l'chayra did not have a direct effect on what ended up happening. Okay, the classic case of tchilasa b'pshia b'seifa b'yaynis, right, is when you skip the 1 o'clock mincha, and then you have an oynis, and you don't make the 6 o'clock mincha, right? So can you daven two mayers? Right? Well, you're a Peshea, not. If you're an Oinus, then yes. So you started out as a Peshea. You could have easily gone through it. That's a classic case, not a Cheshemishpa case, but that is a classic case. So says Gemara, what would be the halacha here? What is Avdurah Sugya? Hold on, we'll get back to it. Abai Mishmei de Rabba Omer, Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv in this case. Rava Mishmei de Rabba Omer, Pater. So Abaya and Rava argue on what Rabba said. What's the question? Abai Mishmei de Rabba Omer, Chayiv. Kol Dina Deloi Doyen Ki Haidina Lav Dayanu. They get very, very emotional about this halacha for some reason. And they say, if you don't paskin this halacha, it means you're an Amaoritz and Hilchos Chesh and Mishpat, and you cannot be a Dayan. Says Abai, and Rava is going to say the same point. He says, "Let me buy the man named Chasv B'Shev Seif B'Yan is Chayev." The classic case of Cheshen Mishpat Chasv B'Shev Seif B'Yan is Rashi brings more later on, is when you have you're supposed to be watching a chayfetz, and the best money, and the only way to actually watch money is to bury it in the ground, because there's two issues when you're watching money: it could be stolen, or a fire could happen. The only way to protect against fire in the Gemara's days was to put it in the ground. Okay, what if you don't put it in the ground? You put it in a house. So that means you were Peshea legabe a fire. But you were watching it legabe Geneva. And then it turns out it got stolen from that house. So Lemaisa, it was stolen from where you put it. And you should not have put it there. But you did a good job for stealing. You just didn't do a good job for protecting it from a fire. So that's the classic case of Tchasub Shia Sefer B'Yadis. And there's a machlaikis in the Gemara Dachman Beis on what the halach is in such a situation. Says Abaya. So loymi boy, says Abaya, according to my name, says chayiv in that case, the chayiv. In our case also, same thing. You brought it to the agam, it died, you're chayiv. Elafim on the amr potter, even if you say in that case, by the geneva and the fire, you're going to be potter, hach chayiv. Bringing it to the swamp is worse. Why? My time in Darin and Havla, the agma kotla. It's very possible, we don't know for sure, but bringing it to the agam is also a pshia legabi dying naturally, because it's bad air over there. It's very hard to breathe. It's, you know, very humid and stuff like that. It's hot and humid, and therefore it could be that's what killed the animal. So don't tell me you were also a pshia of a seifer b'yaynis. This is not seifer b'yaynis. It died naturally because you brought it to the swamp. We don't know for sure, but lemaisa, you're pshia, you have to pay. According to everybody, says Abaya. Whereas Rava, the opposite. Rava says a totally different svar. Rava mishved Rava Amar Potter. Kol dinu loy dun den adina de galit dinu. If you don't pass like this, you're also an amaretz. Why? Let me buy them on them at chasub shiv seven is potter the potter. If you hold in the case of the money, you're going to be potter. Then for sure here you're going to be potter. Elafiyam on the amar chayiv. Even if you hold in the case where the object got stolen, you're going to be chayiv. Hocha, you're going to be potter. Why? A special halacha about dying. My time with Darmina Malach Hamavis Mali Hocha Mali Hasam. Malach HaMavis, you're not protecting from at all. You could protect against tripping, you could protect against stealing, you could protect against fire. You can't close the door from the Malach HaMavis. And if the Malach HaMavis wanted to kill the animal and it died kidarka, It would have died kedarka at home. It would have died kedarka ba'agam. It would have died kedarka anyway. So says Rava, a new svara, that if the animal dies, naturally you're always putter, regardless of what happened. Regardless. Says the Gemara, Umayda Abaya, Abaya who says, you're going to be chayiv, he's Mayda the Hajjal Beimara. If you brought it to the agam, and then you brought it back home, the mesa the putter. My time of the Hajjalay. But like a memory, Havdag Makatla. If it went to the swamp, and then it came back home, and it seemed to be breathing normally, and then it dropped dead at home, the fact that you brought it to the swamp doesn't matter. Clearly, in that case, the swamp air did not kill it because it made it all the way home without dying, and then it just died natural death. Then, of course, it's a classic case of Tchasmim Shev Seif B'Yernis. But Amayda Rava, Kalhechad Inva Ganav. What if the animal got stolen? Okay, so you put it in the Agam, which is a Pshia, it got stolen, and then, Ba'agam, Ganva B'Agam, Umesa Kedarka Be'Ganav. And then it died naturally by the Ganav's house. And a Rava just said, once it dies naturally, you're putter, because it would have died anywhere. Yes, but you already were chayiv from the moment it was stolen. So you can't use the excuse of the animal dying if you already were chayiv when the animal got stolen in the first place. The chayiv my time, the shavkis, malach amavis bebeis of the Ganav, if the malach amavis would not have killed it, and it would have stayed alive by the base of the Ganav, havikaima, it would have been based on the Ganav, it would have been in the Ganav's house, and still you'd be chayiv. So that does not help you get off the hook. I'm going to buy the Rava. Now let's bring it back to our sugya. Buy eskavaldika kasha to Rava. Says the buy to Rava liduch damer malachamabas maliyachem aliyosim. You're telling me an animal dying is an excuse. You're always putter when the animal dies kedarka, a soicher is. Okay, not a shoyl, but a soicher is. He says, hi there, says Rava Mamalarvami. We had a kasha number aleph. We had a kasha. If you hold that shemer shemusul shemer is chayiv, what's pshat in our Mishnah? That was the kasha we had. And the kasha was, because our Mishnah said the Seicher gives it to the Shoyel, which is a Shemer Shemusul Shemer. We said in our Mishnah, if the Seicher swears, then the Shoyel pays the Seicher, the Seicher gets off the hook. In fact, the Gemara on Amon Aleph, Rabbi Yechir, it says Shemer Shemusul Shemer is Chayiv, the Seicher should be Chayiv. And we said, we're talking about a case where he said you're allowed to give it over. Wait a second. Our Mishnah is talking about a case, Seicher Paramechav Evishil Acher Umesa Kedarka. According to Rava, once the animal dies a natural death, the Seicher is putter always. There is no Shemer Shemusul Shemer because the Seicher is always going to be putter on an Einus called death because it could have died by me, could have died anywhere else. So what's Pshat in the whole Kasha that we asked? Doesn't make any sense. Now, that's not a question. It's just, you see clearly that Rava Bar Mamal and Ravami did not learn like Rava. Because if they would have learned like Rava, they never would have asked the question in the first place. Says the Gemara, Amar Leh, Rava says, not only is what you're saying true, Abaya, but it's even better than what you're saying. Why? He says, look, think about what we just said. Your whole reason that you asked that kasha to begin with, Rava, is only you, Abaya, l'shitase. You, Abaya, l'shitase, you said the pshat in Rabbi Yechiron, is Ein Ritzoni Shepik Doni B'Yad Acher. And therefore, you said in our Mishnah, when the Seicher gives it to the Shayel, the Abaya's container, Ein Ritzoni Shepik Doni B'Yad Acher. He said, but me, I didn't learn this far, Ein Ritzoni B'Yad Acher. Dr. Mina At, but remember, me, Rava Lishitasai, I held to the Svar of Yechanan is because I don't trust the second guy with a Shvua, and therefore, that's why the Seicher is Chayiv. But on our mission, the Seicher made a Shvua, as we explained. And therefore, the Kasha of Rav Abba Mamel that he asked Rav Ami, according to Rav's Pshat, is not a Kasha to begin with. The whole Kasha doesn't make any sense. Clearly, his Kasha was only in you, Abai Lishitasai. Fine, then you can answer whatever you want to answer. Why you didn't answer my answer, it doesn't matter to me. But according to me, Rava, the Kasha was never a Kasha. So our Mishnah, we have now two Pshatim in our Mishnah. Either because we're talking about a case where he said it's okay, or since the Seicher made the Shvua, it's no Kasha to begin with. And therefore, Abai and Rava work out beautiful Lishitasai. More peace. Mesa Vrari Bar Chama. Hello, the Rashi Tzukin. If you take an animal up to a cliff, okay, so you're watching the animal and you take it to a cliff, which probably you shouldn't be doing, okay? The Nafla, and then it falls by accident. So Ein Ze Oynes, right? You can't claim it's an Oynes while you're walking on the edge of a cliff. Chai. Hamesa Kedaka, let's say you take the animal up the edge of a cliff and it just drops dead, just dies. Mashma, in that case, you're going to be putter. Hamesa Kedaka, Reza Oynes, or putter. Valai, Lema, Ave, Avir, the Har Kotla, Lechara, just like Abaya said before, Avir, the Agam Kotla. Here also, the light air on the top of the mountain maybe contributed to the animal dying. Inami Uftsana, the Har Kotla, it was worn out of air from walking up the mountain, and therefore it was tired from that. And that's why it died Kedarka. You see, the Gemara does not use that svar. Says, no, you didn't bring it up there, stomp. You brought it up there because there's good grass up there. And therefore, you are allowed to bring it up there. Okay? It wasn't a pshia by bringing it up there. It's dangerous. But Lamai, so you brought it up there because it was good grazing area. And therefore, you are not a pshia. If it falls off the mountain, fine. But if it doesn't fall off the mountain, it dies a natural death. You're not going to be chayv. It's not tchilas of a pshia. So I don't understand. If you were allowed to bring it up there and it fell off, so why are you chayv at all? if you allow it. So mashar le'etekfel le'etekfel, because you should have held on to it. So if it dies a natural death, okay, it happens. But if it fell off, you should have tied it up. And therefore you're responsible not for the tchas of a pshia, you're for the pshia itself of not tying it up. So mayachi emerashal. The beginning of that brisa says, also l'roshe etzoka, not that you brought it up there. The animal on itself ran away from the shamer and went up to the edge of the cliff. V'nafel and it fell down. I raise the oinis. No, then it's not your fault. You might want to mean. Ibayle le'mitveh. Why don't you say the same idea? You should have tied it up. Yep. And if you should have tied it up, you should be responsible when it runs off the edge of the cliff. So you did tie it up. But also, and the animal pulled away and got away. If you could have done a better job and you did it, then you'd be chayiv. We're talking about a case where you did as best you could. If you did the best you could, you can't. So what do we come out? Just the chaz of the sugya. We come out with the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Shemesh Shemasa Shemesh is chayiv or potter. Rav says you're potter as long as you give it to a vendas. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv. We had two pshatim in Rabbi Yochanan, either because or because the Baal Bayis can say, I don't trust the second one with a shvua. Those are the two pshatim we had. That's machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Either way, you can make pshat with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, either he allowed him to give it, or our Mishnah, once each tzaycha makes a shvua, that's fine as well. And then we had a second machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Do we say, by a tchas v'pshia, b'sayf v'yenis of Misa, Rava says, Misa is always going to be putter, because Mali Malacham Aves could kill it anyways. And Rabbi says the opposite svara, that since you brought it to the Yagam, and maybe it can't breathe, or whatever it is, that could be another contributory negligence. What we call, and you'd be chayv in that case as well. Okay.